There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hello, it's Colson here. Now, you're about to listen to this week's episode of On The Sofa. But before you do so, I need a massive favor from you. And that favor is simply following or subscribing to the podcast on whatever platform you are listening to us on. When you do that, it's simple. All you have to do is you press the button and it downloads the episodes of the podcast automatically. It sends you a notification every time we release an episode, and it helps us grow the podcast. We cannot express how much we appreciate all of your support. Now you've done the favor, simply sit back, relax, and enjoy this week's episode of On The Sofa with me, Jack, and Ben. Hello and welcome back to On The Sofa with Colson, Jack, and Ben. Now, coming up on today's bite-sized Monday episode is...
You're not funny. Leave me alone. Or I'm ringing the police.
Restraining order.
Yeah, I think you got it.
Okay, right, we're back in the room. It's Monday. You might be driving to work. You might be on a walk. You might be...
on the loo.
Gym.
Yeah.
Would you listen to a podcast at gym?
I do. Sure people do. I do.
Oh, I don't listen to that.
Well, whatever you're doing, you are here with us. And there's only one thing you're here for, because the only reason you listen on a Monday is for one feature, and that is the fastest growing feature, I believe, in podcasting. It's Colson's Conundrum. And you know how it goes by now. Are you ready?
Go.
A 1, 2, 3, 4. If you've got a conundrum, you come to Colson. There we go. We're back in the room. It's conundrum time.
Conundrum time. What you'd do, if this was a game show, the lights would go down. It's conundrum time. There you go. So go. I'm lighting my woodland stick.
This is your new fascination, isn't it?
That is new.
Yeah, it's new.
He's been doing it all episode.
It's really good.
It's been a cloud of smoke around his face.
You'll love them, Jack. I'll get some
for
you.
Yeah, I will. I will.
They're really mad. I don't know where they're from.
But does it not feel smoky?
No. No, no, no. It's like really mint. It doesn't at all. It's weird. I don't know how it works.
What's the smell? Like jasmine or what is it?
No, it's completely dark, incense-y, woody incense.
Woody.
Yeah, I'll get you some and you can light them at work and see what you think.
For those wondering, we're on the Zoom. Okay, so Jack's in his dress room at work, I'm in Manchester, and Ben is at home in Bath. And Ben has in his hand...
little incense.
It's sticks. A stick, but it is wood.
Mm.
But it's wood, I don't know how it works, where it's from. And you burn the wood, so it's quite a thick wood that you burn.
Oh, shall I show you my new toy whilst you're showing us your new toy? Yeah. Let me get my new toy. Are you ready for this?
Yeah, go on.
So basically, I needed something to light my candles with, yeah?
Oh, a gun lighter.
Get ready. Yeah. It's a fucking blowtorch.
Yeah, where'd you get them from?
I used to have loads of them.
Did you?
Yeah, when I was a kid.
Anyway.
Go.
We've been distracted, and we shouldn't have been distracted, because we're back in the game show.
If you've got a conundrum, do not come to Coulson.
This week's conundrum comes in from Eve, and Eve has written the following.
Boys.
I need your advice on how to stop something that is happening at work every day. I think this could be good. I think this could be a good one. About 6 months ago, I was in the car park rummaging through my handbag trying to find my keys. The security guard came over with his arms out as I was a little bit stressed.
Oh, no.
I gave him a hug. It turned out that he was only offering to hold my coat, but now every day he stops me for my daily hug. I don't know him and it's become really awkward. How do I put a stop to our daily hugs?
HR.
Report him, get him sacked.
Straight to HR.
The security guard came over with his arms out and I was a bit stressed. I gave him a hug. Why did he have his arms out? Eve?
To take a jacket.
To take a coat. So he's done the zombie arms, hasn't he?
He's done
he?
The zombie to hold my coat, but now he stops me every day
as
for
a
daily
yeah.
creepy hug.
No, it's not as a gag, Jack.
Oh.
She's looking for her keys. She's stressed. He's gone over to help. He's gone, oh, I'll hold your coat. Mm. She's just seen him and she's just thought he's giving a hug. So she's hugged him, and ever since he's hugged her every day. And she says, Jack, for the past 6 months.
What?
Hold on, Eve. Stop the bus. You've had a daily hug for 6 months.
Yeah, but it won't. It'll just be every time he sees her. He thinks he's been funny, and he isn't. Hey,
I don't think he is, Jack.
Get him off the premises.
I think you get him sacked. I agree.
I'd get him binned. Get him binned and as far away from me as possible. We're not doing that. That's what I'd do.
How do you say to someone, I don't want you to hug me anymore?
You're not funny. Leave me alone. Or I'm ringing the police.
Restraining order.
Yeah, I think you gotta. You'll be hearing from my solicitor.
I don't think you can because they'll go, well, oh, that sounds awful. How long's it been going on for?
Six months.
And I've been avoiding him. I've been trying to avoid him, but it's become too much. How long do you put up with it as a polite gag?
I wonder if Eve's got a mate at work she can say, oh, this is bad now, it's funny. It's not creepy, is it? It's just awkward.
If there's a way that you want to get out of it without having to confront it, you do just get him sacked. You do just do the ultimate shit house and say...
You don't get him sacked. You don't get it. Hold on. He went for the coat. She went for the hug.
She started it.
That's what he's got in his defence, hasn't he?
We've gone full guns here.
I'd get him binned. I don't care if he's got a family. I'm not interested. You fuck with the wrong woman. I'd get him binned.
Have you had the same message off your mum, by the way?
Same what?
Your mum sent me a message about being more cutthroat and ruthless in the conundrums.
Oh,
We've both got the same thought.
No, you two have. I'm the voice of reason here. Yeah. Just have a little chat. Just go, hey.
Yeah, first I'd bring it up.
I've got the COVID.
I've got a cold. Something like that.
I've got a cold. And then I'll tell you now, once you haven't done it for a week, it will drop off. No one's going to keep trying to hug you.
Every time he comes up to you, just cry or something.
About 6 months ago, I was in the car. It turned out that he was only offering to hold my coat, but now he stops me every day for, and it's quotes, a daily hug. So he's named it
He's
a daily
obviously
hug.
Referred it our daily hug.
Our daily, well, you've said it's
me and Eve, we have a daily hug.
Oh, this is weird. I'd get rid of him. I'd definitely mention it to a lot of people. So that everyone knows he's a weirdo.
Ask if he does it to anyone else.
I think you two are harsh.
But it puts a stop to it, Ben.
Well, yeah, and a stop to someone's bloody job.
Let's say, Ben, you're in this position.
No, not. Let's not say that. Let's not say that, actually, Coulson. No. No.
What I was going to say, if you were to let me finish, is if someone comes up to you with open arms...
Yeah.
How can you change that not into a hug?
I'm not great with hugs anyway.
Yeah.
Jack's not hugging anyone. I'm certainly not hugging anyone I don't know.
I think she lies. I think she tells him she's got a cold.
I think she just says cold. I've got a cold.
Oh, don't come near me. I've got a cold. scoots past him.
Or you just say, do you know what?
I don't like men.
I don't want to be hugged, please.
Yeah.
I've had a thought and I'd rather not be hugged. I think you just come straight out.
I'd rather not be touched. Touched makes it sound...
Well, hold on. You've both turned it into a court case.
I think that's what you've got to do. You've got to scare him. You've got to scare him to fucking stop it.
Hold on. Hold on.
He's got to think there's some jeopardy here. If he carries on and he asks her for a hug once more, is he going to end up in front of a fucking judge? This is what he's got to think.
The best quote was when Jack said, I don't care if he's got a wife, kids and family, fuck him off. Eve's going to be too scared now.
You two have overplayed this massively. I think you just turn around and go, hey, I'd just rather not be hugged, thanks.
Well, Eve, I'm sure you're glad that you wrote in and you asked us for some advice. I hope this advice has helped you. I know it definitely
taser.
Has helped you.
Take a taser to work if ever he fucking does it again. If he opens his arms again, you go, yeah, come here, then in the ribs, taser.
If anybody else out there needs some advice like Eve did, remember, you can get in touch and you can give us your conundrums.
I have to say, that's a proper conundrum.
That's a proper one, yeah.
That's like, that's Eve, you've come up with a proper conundrum there. Because what do you do?
If you want to give us your conundrums, just write in. We're on all the social networks at On The Sofa Show. And you can email us, you can tweet us, you can do whatever you want. Jack, I believe you have a hidden gem. Now, you had two last week, caused a bit of friction.
Exactly, so I've saved it. Yeah, I've saved it. So this one is the one that I was going to do last week.
Yeah.
It's on your Netflix.
Yep.
It's a series, and it's been on there for a while. A couple of years, I think. At least definitely over a year. It's about the birth of Spotify. Have you seen it?
Oh, no.
No.
So it's Swedish. It's a Swedish series.
Yeah.
Because that's where Spotify was originated. And that's where Pirate Bay was originated. Do you remember Pirate Bay?
Oh, yes, I remember
Which
that.
Was like the illegal website where you could download. Is it Torrents?
Yes.
Is it Torrents?
And that's where you got songs. Musical films.
And it was all illegal, wasn't it? And then Pirate Bay got closed down. And there was this guy who was like, trying to think of a way to make it all legal so that everybody got paid, so that artists got paid, studios got paid, but the public could get it for free. That was originally what it was. But he ended up not being able to give it to the public for free and pay everyone. So if he was paying everyone, as we all know, Spotify is like £10, isn't it, a month?
Paid subscription,
10, 11,
yeah.
12 quid. But there was a free version, do you remember? Then there was a premium
still is,
version.
I think.
Is there? Is there still a free version, yeah?
Yeah.
So it's basically the birth of Spotify and the one guy...
Who made it.
The young lad in his 20s coming up with it. And
what's it called?
It's a series. It's called The Playlist.
Oh, very nice. Good. Very good, Jim.
Yeah, I think it's about 6 or 8 eps, something like that. One series.
Subtitles or dubbed?
Subtitles. Very good. Very informative. The struggle that he had to try and get it to work, because he had to try and educate a lot of people, because everybody was like, you're just stealing music. And he's like, we're not. And he was trying to get people to look past
changing
the way, because it was CDs and it was tapes and, you know, it was vinyl. And it was like, no, everything's going to be digital. And they were like, no, you're going to go to a shop and buy my album. And he was like proper like having to educate the world with what he could do. But yeah, it's really good. And I suggest you watch it.
The Playlist on Spotify. Swedish.
You'll like it, Cole.
Swedish series. I think I will. Speaking of Sweden, Ben, anyone from Sweden got in touch, wrote to us, told us what they love, hate and rate about On The Sofa?
No, it's WhatsApp. Remember, just messages or voice notes, no phone calls, 2 a.m. till 4 a.m. John Cannon, hi, I'm a huge podcast listener. I only found this podcast yesterday, but I'm a huge Corrie fan. binging it since yesterday and on episode 16 already. Good work, John.
No.
They were only like 20-minute jobs at the start, though, weren't they? They weren't too much.
No, but it's still...
No, they weren't. No, they fucking weren't. Change your underwear, John.
Yeah, crikey, John, are you eating? Only benefit of finding it so late, I've got so many to listen to. Keep it up. It's mint, as you say. Or we'd say, fecking brilliant. Ah, cheers, John. Mint. Thanks for listening. Liam Bradley, head of water.
Does that mean he's Irish?
Well, that's maybe what he's saying, yeah. Liam Bradley, head of water. Hi, guys. I came across your podcast a year ago and I've been listening to it ever since. Catch up with John. Your film knowledge is great and I find all the other content hilarious. I'm still waiting for a Harry Potter film review as I'm a big fan.
So am I.
And I know Coulson is. Well, you can always pick it, Coulson. I only recently watched The Dark Knight and thought Heath Ledger's performance was incredible. So that would also be an interesting one to do.
Yeah.
Keep up the good work. It's helped me through some difficult times, so don't stop anytime soon. Thumbs up. Take care. Very good. Got some good ones. Here we go, Charlotte. Hi, guys. My name is Charlotte from Folkestone, Kent. Oh, I like that. She's gone very formal. Like there's only one Charlotte.
Like she's writing a letter, yeah. Addressing the top. What was it on the letter when you used to do it in school? Your address on the top left, their address on the top right.
We had quill pens. I love the podcast. It proper makes me laugh. Hi, my name is Charlotte from Folkestone, Kent. It's like there's a few Charlottes and you've gone, God, is it Charlotte from... No, it's Charlotte from Folkestone, Kent.
Yeah.
You were on about ghosts, and if you had any stories to send them in.
Oh, hello.
Here we go. I live in a block of flats that was built on a site where a care home originally was located.
Yes.
I had weird things happen in my flat, so I booked a medium. I'm getting an Angela.
No. Why have you done that? You've gone down the Jack route.
He's on his own, innit?
I booked a medium to come and was told I have 13 grannies in my flat and a moody old man called Terence who likes to move things around and swings my bathroom light switch when I'm having a bath. I think Terence the ghost may be a perv. Crikey, Charlotte, you've dropped that in very, very lightly.
Like it.
I think it's a bit creepy, isn't it?
Would you buy a house that used to be a care home?
Well, you're not going to know.
I'd want to find out.
In that mill, that flat that I used to live in,
yeah.
I went in to the downstairs bedroom where the steps went up the stairs.
Yeah, I remember that, yeah.
And I saw what I thought was Reuben running up the stairs.
Hmm.
And as I got to the top, there was no one there. They were in the living room.
Ooh.
And I swear there was a little boy who ran up the steps who I saw.
Good.
Reuben could look like a little Victorian mill boy as well, couldn't he?
But he won't. He were in the living room. But I had no idea about the kids. But then when I asked the concierge, he said, oh yeah, it used to be an old mill and a lot of children did die in this mill.
Oh dear.
When they were, because they were working with machinery was, you know, quite dangerous. And he said a lot of them did die. So, yeah, possibly. That's what you've seen.
Crikey.
And I was like, lovely.
Crikey, Charlotte from Folkestone. Meet Jack from Leeds.
I like it, though. I like it. This is a famous Cass fact for you.
Yeah.
The Indian restaurant in Cass, yeah, it's called Yusuf's. It's got a wall of fame. Who are the two people on it?
Your parents.
Me and Yvette Fielding, because they did a most haunted episode.
In the restaurant?
Not in the restaurant. They filmed one in Pontefract. Because, you know that, can you remember that horror film, that When the Lights Go Out, that was based about the house in Ponte?
No.
There was an English horror film that was about a house in Pontefract. You forget Pontefract's the centre of the universe. Anyway, they obviously, all the crew and Yvette Fielding ate there. And so the Hall of Fame has Yvette Fielding and me.
So there's just two people from the Hall of
just
Fame.
Just whilst we were on the whole horror thing, I remembered.
Ian Watt, catering manager. I wanted to show you that the catering department has a new assistant called Scout Watt. Oh, you can't see
it. A dog.
It's a dog.
I can see it. I can have a look. That's a pup. You can almost smell that. That's a puppy.
Sweet. What a sweet. We're very... It's dog-friendly podcast, definitely. Here we go.
It looks like a little spaniel, maybe.
Yeah, maybe it is. Sweet. Very sweet.
You'll have to bring him to the live show.
Yeah, that's it. Get him in. Get him inside.
Hey, and speaking of dogs, who else has written in?
Ronnie Parrot Harris. Hi all, Ronnie the vet here. Didn't know we had a vet.
The parrots. He's always looking after him. God.
Sorry, Ronnie. Interesting would you rather the other week when you asked if you'd have a rather have a fling with a co-worker or the boss. I actually met my now wife in this very scenario. It's August 2015. I took over as manager of a few catering establishments. Sounded like you're the big dog there, Ronnie.
Hey, there's a lot of catering people who listen to. Are we big in the catering world?
Must be.
We're under my employment was my sister, now my wife, and her two sisters got...
Hang on.
He's married his sister.
My wife. Yeah, the way he's worded that, it doesn't come out quite right. Where under my employment was my sister, my now wife. Oh, no, was my sister, comma. My now wife.
That's really fucking important, that comma, Ben.
There we go. She liked me from a few weeks in. But because I was a boss, never told me. I like that. Keep it professional. At a staff party, here we go. In August 2016, we ended up getting together and very soon after started a relationship. Did it make it awkward at work around that time as we obviously had family members on both sides consider how they'd feel about it? We now no longer work together, but we're now a family of four and happily married, so it can work out. I like that, Ronnie. Loving the pod as always. Keep me in high spirits on these cold winter nights. All I have to say is, as a vet, we need more animal encounters.
Yeah, we do. I mean, they've dried up. They have dried up.
Stopped happening. Yeah, Stopped happening.
Star's been very, on the whole, very, very good. There's been no dramas.
But we can't make them up.
You can't. You're never going to make a bat up, are you? Or your geese on the lake. Chris Campbell, head of potato and leek soup.
Who did that? Who did that?
As an adult, I read these back and my heart gets sad. Hi, Chris. Hi, guys. Chris here from Nova Scotia. Ooh, cold. Where I listen to your fantastic podcast as I do my yard work.
Where's Nova Scotia, Ben?
Canada,
but is it cold?
Yeah, you need soup to keep you warm.
I tell you what, I'm going to do in classic
yard work.
I don't know what yard work is. Sounds like he's in prison. Nova Scotia. Let's just see what Halifax, Nova Scotia. Let's just see what the temperature is.
Yard work.
I'm going to put yard work. I like that. Temp. It's -2.
Oh, it's not.
It's not that bad at all, getting to -5. Oh, it has been -11 at 8. Tricky.
At 8? So it's getting warmer.
Yes.
Oh, is it going through the day?
Yeah. Here we go. Hi, guys. Chris from Nova Scotia, where I listen to your fantastic podcast as I do my yard work. You keep me laughing as I stack the firewood, mow the lawn, or walk my three dogs, all of which are big fans too. Glad to hear it. We're a fan of dogs.
Our podcast is over an hour long sometimes, so he must have a bloody big garden.
Yeah, but it's Canada, innit? What do you want? Everybody has.
Well, as what did you say? The size of people's gardens are the same distance as Leeds to Birmingham.
The size of Canada, width-wise, is the same distance as Leeds to Manchester.
No, you said the gardens are as big as Leeds to Birmingham.
Chris Campbell's garden's that big. I want to take a moment to speak to how well you three work as a team. I know that everyone says Ben is brilliant and hilarious. He's added that in. Which is true. But without the gruff, sardonic delivery of Jack and the boisterous energy and endless positivity of Coulson, Ben would just be a jabbering madman. The fucking soup's gone to your fucking head. Fucking him. I love that.
The leek and potato.
Do you know what though, Chris? I have to say, I think you're right. I would be a jabbering madman. Your podcast works so well because of what each of you brings to the sofa.
All bring collectively differently, yeah.
Yeah. You have found the comedy trifecta. I like Chris. Big words were thrown at him.
Trifecta, what does that mean?
Three.
Try as in three people.
Keep up the sensational work. 5 stars. Well done, Chris. Also,
woo.
I knew my name would be soup related, pretty obvious choice, but I actually do like making suits and I'm quite good at it. So if you'd like to let me know what your
favourite...
What's
favorite... his surname again?
Campbell.
Campbell.
Campbell. So if you'd like to let me know what your favourite soups are, I will make a specialised Campbell soup recipe for each and post the recipes on Patreon for everyone to enjoy. See you in the kitchen. Chris, I fucking loved that. That's cheered me up. I wasn't that sad, but this cheered me up.
Good letter to finish.
Before we head to a would you rather then, what is your favourite soup?
Tomato.
That's an easy recipe. Ben, what's your favourite soup?
I think it's a vegetable, like a farmhouse veg for me.
Interesting. See, I'll go leek and potato. There you go. There's three soup recipes, and if you join Patreon...
Do you like soup? I bet you don't have soup, Colson.
I do like soup.
No, I do also think, yeah.
I do.
Yeah, yes, you
don't
like veg.
That's a warm food.
Yeah. My mum makes a really good vegetable soup, and that's... Like, I can have anything in a vegetable soup, but I couldn't eat...
But no veg.
Yeah. It's weird, isn't it? How I can have it in a soup when it's warm and mushy. It's like a banana. I like bananas because you don't really have to eat them, do you? Anyway, would you rather?
I think I eat bananas. Right. Would you rather? Now, this is for you two, not for me. I don't know, but it's for you two to talk about. Would you rather accidentally like an old photo of your ex on Instagram or accidentally send a naughty text to a relative? Would you rather accidentally like an old photo of your ex on Instagram or accidentally send a naughty text to a relative?
To up the stakes, I think it has to be a photo, doesn't
it? Naughty photo. Naughty text, naughty photo, I don't know. But I mean, I don't know how awkward it is, the likes on Instagram. Do you get a thing?
There's the old, you can unlike though now. Are we saying you get something instantly that says,
Yeah.
Jack P. Shepherd 88 liked your photo?
You can unlike things, but do they still get a notification that you've liked it?
Depends what their settings are.
If they have no.
Yeah, but let's just take it.
They see it.
Accidentally liking something like you're stalking. I mean, you don't want to send your bloody great aunt a risky message, do you?
But I think for the jeopardy to be there, the risky message has to be a nude to up the stakes. Because I think most people will just go, I'll go for the risky message.
Yeah, I agree.
I'll just explain.
Yeah, but you don't.
To
that's what I'm saying is you don't want to send Auntie Pat a nude. Whereas
no, you don't.
You don't want to like your ex's photo.
No, you don't.
But that's bad, Ben. That's like
that's a hard one.
Well, that shows that you're looking. It shows that you're stalking. Yeah. It shows that you're thinking.
You've
could mean
stalking.
Anything.
I don't think that was initially.
No,
the
it does. It does, Ben. One, two, miss a few, stalking.
That's the terminology, that is used. Oh, if you do like somebody's old pictures...
You're stalking.
You are stalking them.
You scroll through Instagram, and before you know it, you're in 2016. Ooh. You go to zoom in, and you accidentally double tap, and you've bloody liked the 2016 snap, and you're done.
It's a beach in Sardinia, and you've liked it.
What are we going, Jack?
But then the nude,
that
lives forever.
But so could be the kind of relative you go.
I know someone.
Don't worry.
I know someone who's like, this might even be the worst. Someone whose aunt, so like 55 or whatever, put a nude on her Facebook thinking she was sending it to someone. Yeah. Full tits out.
Oh.
On the Facebook. Yeah. How do you do that?
Yeah. Because she didn't know what she was doing. Like, wasn't understanding the technology.
Facebook nude sounds a bit...
Thought it was a message of someone, put it on a story, I think she did.
Oh, dear. But you might get the relative who might go, oh, yeah, don't worry.
Don't worry about it.
I'm going to go liking the ex's post by accident.
I'll tell you why. Because it creates something. You'll get a message.
I'll tell you why. You might get a message. But I'm very quick. to not give a shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I would be like, yeah, not arsed. I fucked up like that. The thing is with the picture, I can't control that in a way. So I've sent them a nude. Yeah, can you delete it, Auntie Pam? Yeah, I haven't.
And you're nude now in your dressing room.
I look nude now.
You look nude in my dressing room. Nude.
But I'm not. They're flesh-coloured pants.
They're not easy to find. But when you do, you keep hold of them.
Look out for them.
Look out. Okay, so you're going...
I'd go liking the X's.
You're most. Going liking the X, Coulson?
Same as Jack.
As cringy as it is, I'm quick to go
in. I get it. It's get outable.
Yeah.
Who knows what it might lead to? You might get a message, or you might get... Who knows? Who knows?
Who knows what it might lead to?
As in, if they're single and you're single, you could end up...
You've done a few of those, haven't you,
Coulson? Who knows
what it might lead to?
Thursday, we are back and we're watching Jack's film, which is This Is Spinal Tap.
That's it.
Yeah. Film, mockumentary.
Yes.
Film, looking forward to this one, I think, yeah. Going to be a good episode and we'll be catching up on what I've been up to in the week. And there is plenty, unlike last week's episode. So make sure you join us on Thursday where we... Loads has gone on. Not just dog shitting on the carpet, is it, Jack, this week?
Do you know what? I have to say, the dog shit on the carpet's strong.
It saved us. It saved us, didn't it?
We've all been there.
It's how you deal in that situation.
Yeah, it's how you get the stain out of a rug.
Yeah, Ian Watt will be finding out soon, won't he?
Yeah, there'll be shit all over that mohair.
Goodbye.
Bye.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.